All right, Kotzad Dikvav, we're up to Sif Yud. Actually, Sif Tes is a repeat of something we had in the beginning of Hilchis Nida. We've got a woman, Hamar Balivdaik, is Meshubeches. As I mentioned there, today, for some reason, the custom is not to encourage Ribuy Bedikas, because it just leads to Shilas. Today, we're not so Bekim in the Dam, so we only do the Bedikas that are required. A Sif Yud. What?
There's no Ramo
over here. No, it says Lefnei Baila, and here it's talking about Lefnei Baila. Sif Yud. So now we're finishing up. We dealt with the Hafsikara first, we dealt with the Shivanakiyim, and now we're completing the halachas of the Shivanakiyim. As I mentioned to you earlier, it's a bit strange. We didn't yet talk about the five that you need before the seven, which we'll get to in Sifir Aleph. But we're talking still about the Shivanakiyim. Now look at the Mechaber carefully. It seems like an innocent Mechaber. There's a technical question, a kasha on it. Hashivanakiyim, tzarech shiyu ritzufim. The seven clean days have to be consecutive. Shalai tira dam bahem. All 7 days that she doesn't see blood. Shimrasa dam. If she bleeds even at the end of the seventh day, sasra kol hayamim, it breaks the entire 7 days. Mitzricha lifsaik b'tayra, she has to make a new hefsikara. She bleeds, say, on the fourth day of the Shivanakiyim. She has to make a new hefsikara. V'lachza v'limnoi Shivanakiyim. They count over the Shivanakiyim. Okay, so it sounds like a very simple and basic mechaber. Problem is, for Ektataz, if a woman bleeds during the Shivanakiyim, so even if you don't need Shivanakiyim that are Ritzufim, who cares if you need Shivanakiyim Ritzufim? If she bleeds, she needs seven more clean days because of that bleeding. So she needs seven new clean days anyway. It's sort of academic to say that the Shivanakiyim have to be consecutive, because if she bleeds during the Shivanakiyim, so then she needs seven more clean days. Anytime she bleeds, she needs seven clean days after that. So the phrase, Hashivanakiyim tzarech shiyu ritzufim, is academic in that the new bleeding would require seven more clean days because she's bleeding. So Taz and Taz Gimel asked this question, says a teretz, which is very hard to understand what he means. And being that there's no nafkamina really in halacha, I'm not going to spend time on it, but that's Taz Gimel, and that's Ilavain on the side. They try to understand what the significance of this mechaber is. Every time a woman bleeds, she needs Shivanakiyim. So of course, if she bleeds in the middle of the Shivanakiyim, she now needs Shivanakiyim again. That's right.
Maybe it's a bebedika. She didn't bleed, but she had a bebedika.
Maybe, because if she got a bad bedika, so it's not a bleeding. But let's say she would be in the middle of the month and she'd get a bad bedika, she'd also need Shivanakiyim from now and on. Okay, it's a lambda shashayla, and it's not so much halacha l'maisa. Right? No, we'll see soon. You don't need a new five. We'll see that, you know. Let's see the Rambam. Yesh aimrim, de b'shloisha yamim rishaynim shal yamei svira. Some say that in the first 3 days of the Shivanakiyim, in matzah kesem, if she finds a stain, let's say on her underwear, ein toilin oisai lahakel, k'moshe toilin shark samim. We're not toila lahakel. Toila lahakel means, in general, if a woman finds a stain and you can attribute it to something else. Let's say she has a cut on her finger. If she finds a stain on her underwear, so we say, well, maybe it came from the cut that was when she was handling the underwear. So any time the kesem could have come from somewhere else, we're makel and we attribute it there. But not the first 3 days of the Shivanakiyim. The Gimel Yamim Rishaynim, Tzrichim Liyas Nakiyim Lagami. The first 3 days have to be totally clean days. She sees a stain, we don't attribute it to some other source. Aval Achakach, but after the first 3 days, Dinai Kishar Kesem, V'chein Nayegin. The din is the same as any other stain, and there would be no difference, which a lot of women feel strange. They find a stain in the middle of the Shivanakiyim, and we would attribute it to something else. So, but that is the halacha. V'dafka kesem shehu yaseh mikigris v'ayid. But dafka, if the stain is more than the size of a gris, of a bean, avopachas mikigris v'ayid, toile v'kina afilo gimel yamim rishayim. What's pshat in this? We know that if you find a stain, now, let me just give a hagdama. We learned in the beginning of Hilchis Nida Now, mina taira, a woman is only tamei if she has a hargasha, if she feels the blood when it comes out, or she feels it opening up inside. Mina taira, a stain which does not come with a hargasha, with a feeling, mina taira, that would not be tamei. Midrabanan, a kesem is tamei. That's the first thing. We're talking here about the rabbanans. Now, in the halacha of ksamim, which are the rabbanan, so we have numerous kulis, as opposed to rest of Hilchas Nida, where we have tremendous chumras. In the dinim of ksamim, of stains, we have numerous kulis, and probably the most practical one is the idea of kigrisvaid. A woman comes, she has a stain on her underwear, so we check if the stain is larger than the size of a gris. A gris is a bean, which is the size of a penny. Okay, which Ramesha writes that it's kipeni. In Israel, they use an asimon to measure the size of a gris, which most people, you ask them, what's bigger, a penny or an asimon? I think most people thought the penny was bigger, but because the asimon is thicker, but if you put a penny to an asimon, they're exactly identical, exactly the same size. And it's the, anyway, that's the shear of a kagris. So that if a woman finds a stain, and it's blood, there's no question, but you put a penny over it, then it's, and it's smaller, then it's tar. Period. Okay, there's a computer program someone told me about last week, where you can get the area of a penny. Sometimes the stain is long and skinny, long and narrow, and you can't exactly put a penny over it and see the size. This is a program where you can scan in the kesem and get the square area and juggle it as if it was a penny. So that's an easy way to do it. But if you haven't. But that's the halacha. The halacha is the share of a kesem. It has to be the size of a kagris.
Is this now, with the natural? How do you deal with the natural?
If you're not sure if it's the size of a gris,
yes.
Do we say sveika lakula? We have a rule that something that's possible to figure out and you're incapable... somebody who's capable could probably figure it out. It's hard to say. Something that we're incapable of figuring out, unless it's Eif Shebechol Olam, that's called not a suffix. The Mordechai calls it Das Tipshim Huzeh. It's because you're not intelligent enough to figure it out.
But it, you know.
Okay, it's difficult to answer. It's,
so you go, must go
okay. You figure it out, that's what I'm saying. Okay, you figure out what the size is. Now this is no difference the first 3 days than any other day. That's what the Rama is saying. Even though normally when we're Taila, let's say a woman has a cut on her finger, and we're going to attribute the stain to that, and we'll talk soon about a makah by Simakim, which is more prevalent, so we attribute the stain to that, so we don't say that in the first 3 days. But if it's a kesem, which is smaller than the size of a gris, then we are mitahir. Now, what is the reason that a kesem that's smaller than the size of a gris is tar? Why does it have to be the size of a penny? Minatayra dam is b'kol shehu. So Rama writes here, the first word on this page is b'taylam b'kina. And we say it's a bug. I don't know about you, but in my apartment we don't have bugs the size of a penny. Right? The blood that if it would get to squash, it wouldn't bleed that much. So why are we taylam b'kina? So there's a tshuva nechsam cipher, which explains the concept of kigris v'ayid, that the concept of kigris goes according to the original takana. We know many areas in halacha, there was originally a takana was made, and today we're machmir, even though the reason of the takana doesn't apply. Chazaras hashatz. Today in most shuls there's no practical need for chazaras hashatz. No one's being yaitza with him. But once the takana is made, we stick. We don't change things. So some sefer says we do the same thing with kula. Originally, when they made the derabanan, the isra of ksamim, the issa was made, and they left an exception for kagris v'ayid because these type of bugs were prevalent. The conditions were not as sanitary as today, and there were bigger problems with bigger bugs. And they said anything the size of a gris v'ayid is a kesem, anything smaller is not. So he says that takana remains as was. And today also, even though we don't have these insects, but the takana remains that the drabanan, kesem is only drabanan, and this drabanan is only on the size of a kagris v'ayid. Okay, that is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, really, and the Chasam Sofer is just explaining the psak that's why we're taila on a gris. Why 3 days? Well, we always chazakah, the number 3 always comes up in chazakah. I suppose that's why. The fact is, it's much more common in the first 3 days for women to start staining again as opposed to the last 4 days. I suppose that's why. Now, this understanding of the concept of a kagris helps us to understand other areas in halacha. For example, there's a question in the Paiskim about a kesem shachar, a black kesem. Black stains, we're metame just as we are metame red. What is the din if you have a black stain the size of a smaller than a kagris? So there's some achrayim who want to be machmir because they say bugs don't bleed black blood. I say that a bunch of times faster. Right, the bugs, they don't bleed black blood, so if it's black, there's no din of kagris v'ayit. Rav Maisha, in the Gris Maisha, Paskins like to make kilim, that even by dam shachar we make. Why? Because he says the concept of smaller than a kesem is not toilin. It's not that we're going to say, you know, it probably came from a bug. That's not pshat. Pshat is the rabbanon warren guys a ksamim on smaller than a gris. So the ikka din ksamim is by red. The din of black is secondary, but it has the same halacha as the din of red ksamim. Mamela, where we are always less than a gris, Rav Maisha says, even if it's black, we'd still be Mekel, and this is based on this lumdis. That's not because we're actually physically toilet. Well, the same thing, if there's a question, if you have a suffix, you had a mara, a kesem, you're not sure if it's the size of a gris, and it was already put into the laundry. Okay? And now she has a shayla, and you say, was it the size of a gris? It's a suffix. So, most paiskim are Mekel on a suffix gris. Mekel, that if the woman wasn't sure and you can't be mevarit anymore, that you could be mekel on a suffik gris. And the Bavli Shulchan, he has a kasha on this. Why we're mekel by a suffik gris if we're not toila by a suffik? For example, I mentioned to you, with toila and a maka, let's say a woman has a cut on a finger, so with toila that the blood came from the cut on a finger. Let's say somehow we'd have a suffik if she has a cut, or a suffik when she got the cut. You can't be toila on something that's a suffik. So he says, why, in the case of a suffix to be Taylor, why do we say if it's a suffix of a gris or not, that we're Mekel? But the answer would be, like what the Chassam Sefer is saying, is that when you find a stain smaller than the size of a penny, we're Mekel not because we are Taylor that it's a bug. We're not Taylor, we know it's not a bug. The reason we're Mekel is because the original Takana of Ksamim was not made in such a case. It's not because we are saying we're saying it's probably a bug, or it's maybe, we know it's not a bug, we don't have these bugs. The pshat is not that with Taylor, but that it's a drabanan of Ksamim, and the drabanan only made the gezeira in such a case. And that's why we're mekel on this type of a kesem, even in the first 3 days. Even in the first 3 days, we're not Taylor, lahakel. But less than a shayla shir of a gris, we are. I ain't toilin. Why do we say it came from a bug? Teretz says, nah, we know it didn't come from a bug. But it's a halacha that's more than a gris. It never was a gzeirah ksamim, was never made. Okay. That is this halacha of Kina. With this, we'll understand, if you'll turn back to the Pesachei Tshuva, some of the other kulas. Pesachei Tshuva Yud Beis. Ain't toilin, I see lahakel. I am a tshuva shem de shleima. Shehela, dimnimtza hakesem al dover she'enay mekabel tuma. Let's say you find a kesem on something that's not mekabel tuma. You should know it's a halacha that at any time, forgetting first about the shivin nekiyim, a woman finds a kesem on something that's not mekabel tuma, so there's no halacha of ksamim. Again, ksamim is a drabanan, and the Nei Behuda explains that the original drabanan was made only because by hilchis tuma v'tayra chazal are very machmir. Not because they're machmen hilchas nida, because they're machmen hilchas tumah v'tayra. So if you find a kesem on something that's not makabel tumah, so a kesem is tar, anytime. Now the problem is we don't have that many things that are not makabel tumah. Well, what's an example of something that's not makabel tumah? So one example of pshutei kliyates, but when do you have pshutei kliyates? That one example would be on a toilet seat. A toilet seat is mechubel l'karka. Okay, and on a toilet seat, if you find a stain on the seat itself, it doesn't have hilchus ksamim. A more common example, and a very controversial one, is the halacha of paper. It's a question of paper is a davar makabel tumah. If you make paper into a bag, or you make paper into a keli, it's certainly makabel tumah. Shaila is a tissue paper, if that's a davar makabel tumah or not. That's an issue in the paiskim. The psak of Rav Maisha is, and I know Rav Maisha Bick held this way, that even if paper is mekabel tuma, but our tissue paper, the paper, the type of paper that falls apart easily, is not chashuv and it's not mekabel tuma. So if you find a stain on tissue paper, so that's neither dover mekabel tuma and that's tar. Even if it's white tissue paper, it's also okay. A woman really is not supposed to check. If she wipes herself, she should not check and make shilas, but lamaisa, a stain on a tissue, so Ramesh's psak is that that's tar. Okay, there's probably some who disagree, but I think Ramesh's psak, apirav, was accepted.
Now,
if she wipes herself and finds on tissue paper, yeah, that it's tar, that it's okay, yeah. Okay? That's the Dabar Sheinu Mekabel Tuma. Again, I don't know, you're asking, I don't know what the Sfaradish or Paiskin Paskin, maybe they Paskin differently. But Rav Moshe's Psak is that it's okay. I think Rav Avad Yosef also says it's okay. What's the difference? A Kesem is a Kesem. So the Teretz is the same Teretz. Ksamim is the Rabbanan. It was made as a Geder in Hilchas Tuma, Betaira. And whatever they were Geyser, they were Geyser. What they were not Geyser, they were not Geyser. Women have a difficulty with it because they know it's blood, right? But the fact is that if it comes without a hargasha, if it's not a flow and there's no feeling of it coming out, it's a drabanan. And a kesem is tar. We have plenty of places in halacha where we're machmir because once the gzera is made, it's made. And this is a case where we're mekel because once the gzera was made, it was made. So what the Chen Deshleim is saying here in the Pisrei Tshuva is that kula of kesem al davar she'eino mekabel tuma applies even in the Shiva Nikiyim. Okay, I'm sure it's Chen Deshleim, Shehela, Dimnitza, kesem al davar she'eino mekabel tuma. After Gimel, even in the first 3 days, like Hashina La, we don't worry about it. Even the Davashin Makabal Tumma, like Hava Bechlal Gezeres Kasamim. Exactly what I'm telling you, because the Davashin Makabal Tumma, like Hava Bechlal Gezeres Kasamim. It's not included in the Gezeran Kasamim. Chemash Rediv Agos Mardachai, Agos Maimini, Sefer Trumis, Shloi Kosu Rak the Taich Gimel Yamim, like Talinon. They only said that in the first 3 days, we're not titling something else. Bainu Bemidi Debai Litlais. Shapir Amrinan, and something that you have to be Taila, Shapir Amrinan, the Isim Estabra, the place Begufa. Ava B'davashayna Mekabal Tumma, the Lav Metlam Taliya Asinan Allah, but suddenly it's not Mekabal Tumma, that the Kula is Lav Metam Taliya Asinan Allah, it's not because we're Tailing something else. I feel a Batka Kaka Ilam, even if she checked the ground, and she knew it was clean, V'yashma Allah, and she sat down, and then found a stain, Tahira, because ground is not Mekabal Tumma. Who cares if within 3 days Mayana Pesuach and it came from there? Saif Saif Chazia Balai Hagasha. Saif Saif she saw without a feeling. The midvar of Nira Pashat Lahati Bitzamim and Nimtsoim Bebeget Savua Toch Gimel Yamim. The third kula. Okay, we had less than a gris, a Davashem Makabal Tuma. And if it's a colored baged, if she sees a stain, she's supposed to be wearing white in the Shiva Nikiyim. But if she sees a stain on a colored baged, that even in the Shiva Nikiyim, it's also tar.
It's
not ma'akev. Now wearing white is never ma'akev. Chilla, she has to wear white. Okay, if she's deliberately doesn't want to, so there's a knas. But really, if she doesn't, for some reason, she doesn't have white, it's not. I once, Tuvia Goldstein once told me regarding a woman in Shiva Nikiyim who goes on an airplane. And he told me, I didn't independently verify it, that very often from the takeoff, from the flying, it causes staining. And he said that he tells people who are going on during Shiva Nikiyim on an airplane for takeoff, that people traveling that way should wear colored dafka. Because since it's not a regular bleeding, so why make a shayla? You should wear colored. You need Rav Tuvia Goldstein, you need somebody with shoulders to say that, but I know he told me that once, as halacha l'maisa. Now, where you're going to attribute the bleeding to something else, but you're going to have to be machmer because the mice is bleeding, so better wear color than not come into a shayla. That's this kula, that if you have tzavua, tarikim o yamim, that you could be mekel as well. There's one shayla which I'll mention in passing, which is important to know because in Yitz Hashem, Mashiach should come soon, it's going to be very negeh la halacha. And that's the shayla of whether plastics are a davar amakabal tumah. It's negat ilchis nida. Sometimes if you find a stain on a nylon pantyhose or something that has, or even underwear, today most underwear is cotton, but if you would have a polyester or a nylon which gets a stain, is plastic, are all these plastics a davar mekabel tuma? It's very hard to find in Paiskim because the Rambam never dreamt that they're going to make plastics, so he didn't write any psak about it. So how do you decide if plastics are a davar makabel tumah? This is very negaya, because we don't picture it this way. But when Mashiach will come, we're going to need separate kelim for tumah and taira. I mean, people are still going to go to levayis and have days that they're tameh, or people are going to be damnida and damzava ziva, and people are going to be tameh. And people nowadays, every Jewish home has four sets of dishes, right? You have milchus and fleishiks, and you have Pesach and all year round. Okay, when Mashiach comes, you'll need eight sets. You'll have the fleishiks for Tar and Tameh, and the milchiks for Tar and Tameh, and Pesach, Tar and Tameh, and fleishiks and milchiks, right? What? Why do you need Shabbos and Chol? Oh, some people have Shabbos and Chol, right?
So you unless can
get
you use plastic.
A Yom well, that's, all right.
Unless you use plastic.
So now that's the thing. If you hold plastic, it's not a Dovah HaMakabal Tumah. So it could be that the Rabbi Shalom, you know, is preparing everything for Mashiach. So he's getting us into a nice plastic dishes. Now they're not nice enough yet, right? But so there's a question if plastic is a davar makabel tumah. What? There'll be bigger kitchens to accommodate. Yeah, okay. I'm sure that that there will be. The Michas Yitzchak has a tshuva, and he says that plastic is makabel tumah. He takes the opinion that the rule that it says that kol davar haba min hayam ein makabel tumah, says things that are taken from the ocean are not makabel tumah. If you could take fish skin and make a keli out of it, that would not be a davar makabel tumah. That is a rule. Anything that doesn't come from the yam, anything else, is a davar makabel tumah. That's how the Michas Yitzchak understands it. In the Badei Shulchan, he quotes this Michas Yitzchak, and he passes it this way. The second opinion, the Mekilim, I'm aware of two tshuvas. One is in the Igros Maishe. Rav Maishe Plaskin's plastic is not makabel tumah. And Rav Avadi Yosef, and he has a Sefer Hilchos Nida, Paskins is not makabel tumah. He says he spoke to three gedolim in Eretz Yisrael. I think Rav Yashav, Rav Shemiz Alman Arbach, and one other Ashkenazi gedolim that were masking with him. I'm not sure exactly which names, but he says he spoke to three other gedolim in Eretz Yisrael that were masking for him, and therefore the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael accept that plastic is not a davar makabel tumah. And he writes to Lagabi Hilchos Ksamim that a stain on a nylon or something like that, that it's not a davar makabel tumah. So there is a difference of opinion. What he holds is that the klal is the opposite. Kol habam min ha'aretz is makabel tumah. Kol habam min hayam is not, but it means anything that's not bam min ha'aretz, and the oil reserves are a davar. He says that's not bam min ha'aretz, it's a separate entity, petroleum, and therefore he says it's not davar makabel tumah. Rav Avadi Yosef throws in that who says that oil reserves underground is not yam? Maybe that's also a yam. What is it? It's a big underground ocean of oil. And from petroleum is what these plastics come from. So he paskins l'kula, so there's a difference of opinion. Well, it's from drilling underground, but it's underground. Offshore drilling is just the way to get to it. But at any rate, there is a difference of opinion of plastics in makabel tumah. Makabik summon, which is a drabanan, you could probably be makel. That it's by drabanan, it could generally be makel. Certainly, kedai or maisha. This
white synthetic garment, then you can be makel.
A synthetic garment, if it would be totally synthetic, you could be makel. The fact is that women, first of all, should not wear synthetic garments. It's important to have air. It should be a cotton garment, a garment that breathes. That is better. Yeah.
Rubber comes from the tree. Right?
There are two types of rubber: the synthetic rubber and there's rubber that comes from the sap of a tree. It happens to be this whole shaila is negaya. Lagabi Hilchis Mikvais. In America, we make mikvais that don't have a drain on the bottom. But there is a question in the Taras Mayim, Hilchis Mikvais, if you make a mikvah with a drain and you stuff it up with rubber, you're not allowed to stop up the water with a davar makabel tumah in a mikvah. There's a question if rubber is, if synthetic rubber is okay, and he brings from the Achieza, from Chaim Eiza, who held that synthetic rubber is not a davar makabel tumah. He bases it on Rav Chaim Eiza, an extension of Rav Chaim Eiza writes. So there's another Maramokim that holds that synthetics are not makabel tumah. He writes at least the Gabi rubber. Okay. Yeah. I never discussed it with him. So. Okay. So Akoponim, this is a secondary shiloh with which is like to plastics. All right. So we have here a Gabi Ksamim, basically that during the Shiva Nikim, all the Kulas Ksamim apply, and the Kulas Ksamim sometimes very hard to sell to the ladies. Mainly women who are nursing sometimes don't get their regular period, but they stain for a day or two or three when they nurse. That's because they're not nursing religiously. I don't mean they're not religious. I mean they're not doing it faithfully. They're skipping every once in a while. If a woman skips a little, then she'll stain. So sometimes that stain, she knows it's blood, and it feels like a very strange thing if it's uncolored, and it's, or it's even on white, less than the shear of a kesem, it's tar. As long as she doesn't have argoshes and it's not a flow, it doesn't develop into a flow. So in such a case, a woman who's staining, I tell people to avoid tashmish, it might develop into a flow. But if it clears up, that they're tar, and the women feel very funny about it. It's blood ma'asem akim. But the rule is, it's a kesem. We're only machmer aksamim because it's a gzera derabanan. So wherever the rabbanan were geyser, they were geyser. Where they were not geyser, they were not geyser. It's as simple as that. Okay. Unless, of course, they have a hargasha. Now, this all does not apply to bedikas. All bedikas, I discussed with you in the beginning, anytime something is inserted into the vagina, even if halacha doesn't require a bedika, a woman takes a tissue and inserts it and wipes, that has a din d'oraisa. Because the wiping itself is a form of hargasha, as I discussed with you then, and that itself makes it into a deraisa. But any... The tissue paper... You have to ask the women if they stuck it in. Usually, they don't stick it all the way in. The lips of the Isam Makim have a certain thickness to it. The Yehuda writes that thickness is called Bein Erechayim. It's not... The little bit that women ordinarily inserted is not considered inside. But all the way in, if she did stick it all the way in, then that would be a problem. That would, even a culture would be tane.
Yeah.
Tissue paper, that's what I'm saying. All these coolers apply to a stain. If she wipes herself with a tissue paper from the externally, then that doesn't count. However, that's because it's a ksamim is a drabanan. If a woman was to insert it all the way in, into the vagina itself, that has a din of a bedika, not of ksamim, and all the coolers don't apply, even if it's colored, even if it's a davar makabal tumah, a shein makabal tumah, and even if it's smaller than a gris, it still would be tameh. Okay, so women have to be discouraged from checking. Okay, women, when it comes to that period, they want to know just for practical reasons when it's coming, but there's really no reason to check and make sure shaylos. Okay, now we get to the second half of this Ramah. If you can turn back to the very difficult shaylah of a woman who has a maka, who has an injury in Isim Makim. Okay, and this is, unfortunately, it's relatively common that women have some type of an injury or of an inflammation which causes bleeding. So the Ramah says, Hu adin im hayo la maka begufa. If a woman has a stain, not a stain, has an injury in her body, a physical injury, the aidas shemaitzi adam, this is a very important line. It's a maka that she knows is maitzi dam. A doctor told her that it's bleeding, it bleeds. Well, she knows somehow that it bleeds. Not she just it hurts and she thinks maybe. But she knows it's a maka she adash amaitzi dam. Tailaba afila biyesem ikagris. So she is allowed to be taila, even if the stain is more than kagris va'ay. Ela she'ayim akila mishlashi yamim rishaynim. Just that we're not making in the first 3 days. Litlais b'maka she'ayin yadua shamaitzi dam. When we say we're not taila, it's a maka she'ayin yadua shamaitzi dam. Oy bishar devarim shetalina bam kesem. Come on, we'll allow some of tzadik. But if it's a maka that we know bleeds, so even in the first 3 days of the Shiva Nikim, she could still be Mekel. Now, there was a long shach on the first side. We're not going to go through the whole shach. It'll take us the rest of the time just to read it. But this arichas in the shach goes on this case of a woman who has an injury by Semakim. And we'll take the shortcut. On this page, we have Tess. He brings the shach in the Be'er Hetev, brings it Bekitzer. Be'er Hetev Tess, Yedas. Hashach chaylik al Ramah. The Hetiv says that the Shach disagrees. The Ramah said that if you know it's a Maka Amaitzi Dam, you can be Mekel. So Hashach chaylik al Ramah b'din zeh pasak. Daf b'yedas b'vaday shamakos Amaitzi Dam. Even if she knows for sure that the Maka does bleed, afilahachi ein aitayla ba b'gimel yamim rishayim shal zayinikim. You still can't be Mekel in the first 3 days. Chemash v'divrei abach dein lahakel. Ella, except. There's one case where the Shach is Maida. Dafka b'maleya shchin v'dam yaitzim imena tamid. A woman who has a consistent problem. Not just a maka, which if she waits a few days, it'll heal. She has a continuing problem. It's maitzi dam yaitzim imena tamid. It's constantly bleeding. Oz amrina nimlai tisleba. Then we say, if she won't be taila lai sucha lispar zayin nikim la'ilam, she'll never get around to shiv nikim or lav dafka la'ilam, but for a long time. So then we can rely on the shittas that I make. Halav hachi afili yadua shemaitzia makasa maitzi dam ein lahakul. Ayin shem shemarach b'zeva kamarayis. Now what do? We have a difficult shayla. We have a machlaikis, the shach and the ramah, about a woman not a woman who's constantly bleeding, but a woman has an irritation. The doctor said, look, it's bleeding, but it's not from the oisim makom. It's either from the vagina or from the outside of the cervix. So we have a machlek, a shach and ramah. What are we going to do? You have an eitzah? So I'll tell you what the eitzah is. We have a machlek, a shach and ramah, what the din of a kesem is. So what we would tell, I don't know, all paiskim, but most paiskim, I think, would tell a woman who knows, again, I'm not talking she's irritated, but she knows she has a makah that's mighty dam, will tell her that during the Shiva Nikim she should wear colored underwear. Even though normally you have to wear white. But what's the sense in wearing white? You're going to wear white. And she'll get into a machlaikis, the Shach, and the Ramah, where most paiskim are mekel. The Teres HaShlomim Yudalit brings that most paiskim are mekel, the Chachmas Adam is mekel. But why? You're going to wear white. She'll get a stain. She'll come to a rab will say, you know, it's really a machlaikis, but okay, most paiskim are mekel. Why get into the Shaila? Let her better wear colored if she knows she has an irritation. But that's not the main problem. The main problem, of course, is she's going to have to get a clean bedikah. Even if she knows she has a makah shemaitzi dam, she's still going to have to get the minimum clean bedikahs, as I mentioned to you last week, of the first and seventh day. And that sometimes is difficult. That's a problem. She can't do anything about it. She has to have the bedikah the first and seventh day. But if she does get the clean bedikah, as far as the irritation is concerned, she could wear colored. Sometimes a woman makes a ready-made her first bedikah on the first day, and then found that she has a makah that was clean, and then the makah developed. In that case, this is an eitzah for a woman to do. According to the Mechaber, the Mechaber said Ein Lahakel. I don't know. I told you that there are some Sephardic Paiskim who pass in that way, but you can't say it's a Mechaber. Mechaber brought two opinions. And the Mechaber said Ein Lahakel, he should do first and seventh. Okay, there are some Sephardic Paiskim who rely on a first or seventh. It's true. Okay. But, at any rate, so this is the halacha of Isha Maitzi Dam. One of the difficult shilas, which is changing a little, has to do with a woman who has a pap smear. A woman who has to have a pap smear should do it during the time she's bleeding anyway, which doctors usually don't want, but at least towards the end of that. A pap smear, for those who are not familiar, is a test which until recently was done very much like a throat culture. Q-tip, which is stuck around the cervix, and it's like a culture. They check for cervical cancer. The way it's been done all the years, it's not a question of dam nida. Even though women with a pap smear bleed, because the cervix is very delicate and the wiping causes it to bleed, but that's not bleeding from inside. It's bleeding from the outside of the lips of the cervix. And that is not dam nida. And a woman who has a pap smear during the Shiva Nikim should wear colored underwear. She'll have a stain. She'll have to be titled a makah. It'll be a shaila. So during the day of the pap smear, she should wear colored. She l'chatchila should not have the pap smear during the Shiva Nikim. But if she does, she should wear colored. Recently, within the last year or two, it's become very, everyone uses it. Doctors have a new device. I should have brought it along to show you. It's a new thing that they use for a pap smear, which does go into the cervix a little bit. Actually, there are two things they use. One is very hard to describe, but it's a device which does go into the cervix. Now, I hold of it and I looked at it. To me, it seems clear that it should not be. Certainly, the thing they usually use, there are two ways they do it. One is a brush type of device, and one is a device which comes to a point, so that the point goes into the cervix. The one which goes to a point is very tiny, and I don't believe it goes enough into the cervix to have a din of makar. The brush, I probably is also good. I'm not 100% sure. So I think that the halachas of pap smears that I've been telling you, anybody who had asked me, applies even today. We made up at the Agudah convention. There's going to be a meeting of rabbanim to discuss it and to get clear the metzias of what the facts are. But the way I understand today, the pap smear is still the same halacha of a makah, and the kula was saying about a makah would apply even to a pap smear. That a woman could switch to colored, and she'd be okay. Okay, so this is the halacha of the Shiva Nikim. Again, a stain in Shiva Nikim is not automatically tameh. You still could ask a shayla. If it's more than the size of a penny, it's tar.
Okay.
A woman, b'diyevet, does not wear lavan. So it's not makiv. Why does not makiv? However, the Chachma Sadam says a woman who berishus doesn't wear so kantina naisa. With kantsaha, we tell him to do it over. So it depends why she's not wearing white. If she's not wearing white because she doesn't believe in it, so we tell her go home and wear white. it's a knas. Because we're afraid. We tell women it's not makir, so they'll right away be make. But where they're wearing it because that's what they should be doing, then it's certainly it's lachatchila. I mean, I shouldn't say it's lachatchila. Lachatchila, she shouldn't have a makah. But once she has a makah, so you're going to get involved in lachalis ramon shach. Why? It doesn't make sense to me. Why wear white? And when you get a stain, the rav will be makel, because we'll rely on the ramah and the chachmas adam. So why wear white and have to go against the shach? Wear colored and get better off. If it's a type of woman who you're afraid is going to be nivim, then they're nachinami. Most women, if they're asking a shayla, so you trust them. You tell them it's only when you have a makah. That's it. Okay? You have to know. Yeah.
Is wearing colored underwear one of the things that the shach suggested?
No. The shach doesn't suggest that. I'm suggesting that as a way of avoiding a machlaikas. The shach doesn't see it that way. Shach sees it his way. So it's different. The only problem with the new pap smear is there's no psichas hakever. Right, there's a halacha which I'll mention to you because it's too late to start to get off anyway. There's a halacha of ein psichas kever b'loy dam, which you really should be familiar with. Ein psichas kever, it's you know strange in Hebrew the way names are given, but the makar, a woman, the womb is called a kever somehow.
How you
like them? Okay. So ein psichas kever b'loy dam. There's a saying that some sefer writes that people say about people who sell graves. They say, "Em psichas hakever b'loy damim." Don't pay up front, we're not going to open up the kever. So, "Em psichas kever b'loy dam" is a concept that any time the cervix, okay, the uterus is the womb, the cervix are the lips of the uterus. So we have a Kabbalah that if the uterus is forced open, we assume that there's blood. In fact, there's almost always blood. But even if we don't know there's blood, we assume there's blood any time the cervix is forced open. Now, that does not mean that if you go to a doctor's office and he sticks something into the cervix, it's automatically tame. The reason for that is that that the Ramesha writes, the shear of psichas kever. Now, in a woman, the mouth that the cervix is open, naturally, it is a variation in the month, in her cycle. The cervix, how open it is, how closed, but it normally is open. Ramesha writes that until about 3/4 of an inch, is not considered psichas hakever. So if you go to a doctor and he inserts something into the cervix, you would have to see the radius, the diameter rather, of the instrument that was stuck in. If that diameter is less than 3/4 of an inch, then it's not. Then there's no assumption of dam. There's no psichas kever b'lay dam. Okay, that's Ramesh's shear. I don't know anybody who writes a different shear. So I think Ramesh writes approximately 3/4 of an inch. So a pregnant woman has an internal; they don't go into the cervix, never. Oh, so the question is, a woman before birth, when she has false labor, very often it starts to open up by itself naturally. So the question is, what? Yeah, even if they open, so Rav Bluth told me, B'shem Rav Maisha, that the rule of Ein Psichas Kever B'lei Dam does not apply to a natural opening. If it happens naturally as part of labor, that there's no rule of Ein Psichas Kever B'lei Dam. That's a Ramesh must be talking about. What? Yeah, that's when it's forced out. No, the Gemara's makar, 1 minute. The Gemara's makar is when a woman, instead of giving birth, something else comes out. Not a baby, but she has a miscarriage. Something comes out, so whatever comes out forces, we say, psichas kever, so it must have been dam. That is, the way Rav Bluth explained to me, when something else forced the kever open. She gave birth, and something came, the baby or whatever it was, the miscarriage, forced it open. It does not apply where the labor pains just opened it. Okay, the fact is that in birth, whatever opens during labor pains, it opens more because of the pressure of whatever's coming out of the baby. That is considered something outside the woman that forced it open, but not the normal labor contractions. Okay, so that's reminded. A woman by labor, when she goes into labor, becomes a nida in one of three ways. Either she bleeds, then she has a dinida, and that includes the plug. There's a mucousy plug on the cervix, which comes out. If she sees it, and it's dam, which it generally is, then she's tamei. And that's clear. Then there are two other ways a woman could become a nida at childbirth, both mentioned by Achrayim, based on Rishayim, but mentioned by Achrayim. One is if her labor pains are so intense that she cannot walk between contractions, not during, but between contractions, she has a dinida. It's called Yeshevas al Hamashber. She's ready to give birth. And the second thing is if her water breaks. It's very strange to me, the earlier Pesachim, nobody mentions water breaking. It seems that nature was different. Women's water didn't break. Today, women can, the water could break, the membranes rupture and the water comes out. There is a difference of opinion today if that makes her a nida or not. Lamaisa, I think a person should be machmir if the water breaks for all these surim dairaisis. What's in this a dairaisa by a nida? Bia, chibuk, v'nishuk. Well, bia at that stage is not a question anyway. The chibuk and nishuk, kissing or touching in a way, hugging or touching in a way of love, is asur. That's is the dairaisa by a nida. Handing things or all the other halachas of hilchas nida under rabbana. So that I think when the water breaks, you could be meikel. But for the dairaisas, there's a difference of opinion among paiskin today. So for dairaisas, though, as I always told you, when there's a machlekes dairaisas, you always have to be careful. You take on even a das yachid by dairaisas. If the water breaks, that a woman, you should be machmer full and yonim dairaisa. That's chibuk and nishuk. I'm not talking about leaking. I'm talking when the water breaks. And for the rabbanans, for handing things to her or helping her walk up the steps, things like that, a person could be meikel. All right, next week, Mr. Hashem will finish the sim and we'll learn the halach of the 5 days before the Shiva.